This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, so we already heard Biden's weather girl, climate advisor. Climate advisor. Clown show. Gina McCarthy bragging about how they're crushing the oil industry. And so now again, here's John Kerry. You have to understand when he says this, folks, this just what he's actually saying is I'm shutting down the supply chain. So here's John Kerry, Biden's climate czar. He's got his climate czar. He's got his climate advisor. He's got his clown show. He's got his weatherman, his weatherwoman. And so here's John Kerry telling you he plans to shut down the supply chain in clip seven.
The ocean is a source of climate solutions, and they can help to keep the 1.5 degrees target alive. For example, we need to spur the transition to green shipping. If shipping were a nation, shipping would be the eighth largest emitter in the world. In May, the United States and Norway announced a green shipping challenge for COP27 to help put that sector on a pathway towards full decarbonization, no later than 2050.
At the very least, this is a prime example of the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, I don't believe John Kerry has good intentions. I'm just saying, if you believed in these people not being total crooks, you understand there is no green shipping. He says, oh, if shipping were a country, it'd lead in carbon emissions. What else would shipping lead in? Feeding people? Is that important? Feeding people? What about that aspect of shipping? Huh? Oh, but John Kerry's going to fly around the planet on private jets because he's more important than you. He's Biden's weatherman. He's Biden's weatherman. So we need to transition to green shipping, folks. There is no transition to be had. It doesn't exist. There's no solution. If solar worked, we'd use it. It doesn't. If wind energy worked, we'd use it. It doesn't. Everywhere it's been tested, it actually ends up being a negative, a blight on energy. But see, these people all have their friends and their buddies and their investments in all these green energies, and so they're set to make billions, folks. They are set to make billions because they start up some fraudulent green energy company. Doesn't matter if it works or not. They'll get their billions of dollars in funding, and then the company will go under, and they'll make out like bandits, just like Solyndra under Obama. It's a giant grift. It's a giant money theft. And even if they were being honest and they said, we believe that carbon emissions or fossil fuels are destroying the planet, so we need to shut them down, well, they would be honest and they would say, look, here's the deal. We're shutting this down and you're about to go into poverty and probably starve to death. But that's the price we're going to have to pay to save this planet. That's if they really believe what they believe and they were honest about their approach. They would say, yep, we're killing the planet, so we're just going to have to shut everything down and basically starve to death to save the planet. Because that's what they're going to do to you. And then, oh, well, if you don't like that, then this Biden administration wants you censored, like Biden's weather girl Gina McCarthy says in clip eight.
And so the challenge is now that we're moving from denial to actually just trying to disengage the public from understanding the values of solar energy, the values of wind energy, the benefits of clean energy. We have to get tighter. We have to get better at communicating. And frankly, the tech companies have to stop allowing specific individuals over and over again to spread disinformation. That's what the fossil fuel companies pay for. That's what folks who make money out of fossil fuels and don't make money and don't care about saving consumers' costs. That's what they do. We have to be smarter than that, and we need the tech companies to really jump in.
That's just a lie, first of all. But okay, so that's just a total violation of the First Amendment. And then you have Alexi McCammon there, who's just this, you know, this young reporter Axios hires, doing interviews out of her kitchen. mean, I'm not sitting here in judgment. Okay, it's 21st century. But really, you're just going to sit in your kitchen to interview a member of the Biden administration? Like, you're just a clown show. But hey, they're going to shut down the energy and starve you to save the planet.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, so we're going to take phone calls this entire hour. I just can't look at the news right now. I just can't stand it. And it's just the same crap every day, sadly. I mean, look at it. Creator of Friends apologizes for characters being white. Oh, my gosh. Like, what is Friends? Probably, like, top five most successful television shows ever. It's like, oh, I'm sorry the characters were white. Oh, my gosh. Sorry? You created one of the most famous shows of all time. You're sorry the characters were white. Oh, okay. So it's liberal bigotry. I mean, I've got, you know, vaccine deaths, kids getting vaccines, can't ever get out of the ICU. This is nice. I mean, I can't even say this on terrestrial radio, so I can't tell you what Democrats are now teaching children in schools. But, folks, let's just say if you were having a, dirty conversation with your lover, you might say some stuff like this. And now it's just being taught to kids in a vocabulary class, like... I'm not even going to say it, folks. Again, I mean, this is like if you were to turn on an adult film or you were having dirty talk with your lover and you just had a vocabulary list of all the dirty things you said. I mean, now they're saying we need to teach kids these words. So it's beyond just, hey, let's have anal sex or doggy style. Like, folks, they're going above and beyond for kids. For kids, got to sexualize the kids, got to groom the kids, got to molest and abuse the kids. It's liberalism. It's just unbelievable stuff. And they call it's respectful language about sex. There's nothing respectful about it. It's despicable. Again, most people probably don't even talk to their, lovers like this or spouses like this. Most people probably don't. But hey, they're going to make sure your kids know all about it. So that's what I'm saying. I just can't handle it right now. And we got guests coming on in the next hour. I'm going to be hosting the War Room. So I'll probably be ready to cover the news 3 to 6 p.m. as I normally do on the War Room. But I want to take phone calls asking you. But here's the problem is the callers are just all over the board here. So that's okay. So it's going to be probably more of an open line thing. But I'm asking people, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? Do you see... Because, yeah, you go to a Trump event or you go to a conservative event or you go to the Reawakening America tour or, of course you're going to meet like-minded people that know what's going on. But what about when you go to the mall? What about when you go to the movie theater or to the gym or to get an ice cream cone or to a walk in the park? Like just normal everyday stuff that's not politicized or hyper-political environment, because that's where you really get the true pulse of the nation. So I'm seeing and hearing people waking up and realizing what's going on. But I also am, it's like, It's like 60% of people are starting to wake up and realize what's going on, but then there's still like the 20 to 30% that are just fully brought into the propaganda. Like, we can't groom the kids enough. We can't destroy America's energy enough. It's just fully bought into all of it. So that's kind of the foundation I want these callers to come off of, but they seem to be all over the board, so we'll find out. And we start with Dylan in Missouri. Dylan, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, just to say, you know, have you seen the stuff with Alex Stein? Or, I'm sorry, Stein and Alex Jones and I'm sorry, what was your first question?
I'll tell you what, Dylan, you weren't prepared for the test today. I love you, but I got to let you go. Let's go to Greg in Illinois. Greg, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Honor to talk to you. A quick couple questions here. I am someone who's talked to a lot of people. I'm a teacher in Illinois, and that's how, being in the position that we've been in the last couple of years. I am a former NEA union president, so I've talked to a lot of other teachers. They have no clue. Up here,
yeah.
About what's going on.
And what part of Illinois are you in? Because depending on where you're at, it might be red or blue.
Suburbs of Chicago. So
okay, so you're blue. You're pretty blue.
Blue. It's blue. Yep. There's some people, you know, a couple of neighbors here and there talking, waking up. But besides that, not a whole lot, right? But I have a couple questions, and it kind of relates to current events and what's going on with the abortion topic, but. I'm wondering if we're thinking of things the wrong way in terms of who they're trying to kill. We've got to assume that there's a, you know, we break it down to 20 people, you know, 20 people in a room someplace with some post-it notes, thinking about how, you know, what are they going to do from point one to point two, you know, year three, year four, year five, right? They do that. So I keep thinking about Batman 1989, where they have two parts to a poison. All right. And I keep thinking, why are they trying to kill the compliant over and over again? Shouldn't they be looking at, you know, some way to kill the people that haven't taken the shot? And then they have this, you know, okay, we got Roe versus Wade overturned. It's almost like they're trying to set up 5 years from now where, you know, okay, now we need babies. Just kind of like what China did. You know, where they've got some things set up where, okay, well, you can have one baby. Well, now you can have three, right? It's kind of, you know, I think sometimes we all get kind of, you know, kind of pent up in this idea that, whatever happens today is exactly what they're trying to plan. But I really do think that there's more to this. Like, you know, I could easily see releasing of a virus that, hurts people that didn't take the shot, more of a nanotech-based virus or something like that, it hurts people that didn't take the shot, but it leaves the people that suffered through all this alone. Is that something that, you know, been brought up before?
Well, we had a report that we aired from Greg Reese that showed how more of the vaccines or more of the deadly COVID vaccines, rather, were distributed in red states, and red states were having worse reactions to COVID vaccines than blue states. That may be an example of what you're talking about. I don't think the globalists operate as much with that mindset as you might think. I think the globalists operate, the enemy is just all humans. I don't think they classify them into groups of, you know, supporters or dissidents or what have you. I think it's just all human. So however the ball rolls down the field, it just kind of goes that way. They're just going to put it there. So I don't think that they would try to, you know, spin off an abortion ruling to try to target a certain group of people that they either want to procreate or want to not have babies. I think when it's the globalist running things, it's just the enemy is just any human. And so I actually think that, you know, at some level, some of these globalists, because of their metaphysical beliefs, I mean, they believe in Satan. They probably even respect the people that dissent from their tyrannical rule more so than the ones that are willing stooges of it that line up to get 10 vaccines and can't get out of their bed with COVID all day. I mean, that's another thing I'm seeing, too. All the people that are getting vaccinated are getting COVID. I mean, it's like crazy. I mean, Fauci just got COVID again. Apparently can't get out of bed. I mean, maybe the guy really did take the shot. I mean, I don't believe Fauci took the shot, but maybe he really did, because apparently he's still sick with it. So I don't think the globalists think that way, Greg. I could understand, you know, knowing how evil they are, thinking they would, but I think it's just a general, just anything they can do to depopulate the planet. I don't really think they get down into the dirt of how can we hurt the left or the right, per se. That's more of just the left trying to hurt the right more than anything. So we got to be careful not to confuse the actions of organic radical leftists with the agenda of the globalists. And even though we know it's the radical left pulling out their agenda, I don't know. Does that make sense, Greg? I'm about to go to break. I'll give you 30 seconds to close.
No, it makes total sense to me. I can tell you there's a complete difference in the eyes of people that I look at now. They change. Eyes change up here. It's very strange. I only got a couple more seconds. I'm going to say, where's my vitamin mineral fusion, man?
Yeah, I know.
It's the
Biden supply chain, man. I know. The Biden supply chain is hurting anybody that sells products. We're going to get vitamin mineral fusion back. We have placed an order. The ingredients are coming in, but when it'll be ready to ship, we're not.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older, 52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend,
folks, I've got a video. I'll play it in the next segment. A human smuggler was caught and being arrested by Texas DPS when one of the individuals that the smuggler was trafficking hops out of the truck and attempts to cross the street and gets blown up by a vehicle, probably going at least 60. And it's pretty graphic. It's not the most graphic thing. I mean, honestly, you show someone an average gay pride event, it's worse than this video. But we'll play it in the next segment. And what's incredible here, guys, I'll send it to you right now, in fact, so you guys can pull it in. It won't take them long. What's incredible about this is, obviously, everybody knows it's Democrats that have the open border policy. Everybody knows that we've had record number of illegal immigrants. In fact, just last May, we had a record for most illegal immigrant crossings in 1 month. Just last May. Most ever in 1 month. It's all under Biden. Most ever in 1 year, most ever in 1 month. All these records set under Biden. It's a wide open border. I mean, journalists go down there. They interview the illegal immigrants. They say, why are you coming? They say, we're coming here for free stuff. We're coming here because Biden told us to. So it's very well known. But liberals don't like seeing the negative outcomes of their policies. And so Bill Melogen, who's covering the border for Fox News, shares the video. And liberals are in there complaining, saying, how dare you share this video of a man dying? Really? Do I even need to tell you how hypocritical and ironic that is? Do I even need to say the name? George Floyd? So imagine that. Liberals and Democrats make sure that every American alive, from the womb to on their deathbed, the mainstream media, Democrats and liberals, make sure every human being alive sees the video of George Floyd dying. They beg you to see that so they can get riots and terrorism set up. But then there's a video of an illegal immigrant human smuggler, and one runs out of the truck and gets smashed by a car, and they don't want you to see that, though. No, no, no. They don't want you to see that. Because they know it's their policy that led to that death. They know it's their open borders policy that leads to deaths like that. And say they don't want you to see that. They want to censor the journalists covering the open southern border. They don't want you to see all the human trafficking. They don't want you to see all the fentanyl and drugs coming across. They don't want you to see all the death and the rape. But when it's a video that works for their politics, when it's a video that works for their narrative, they're going to make sure that everyone in the world sees it. They're going to hammer that thing into your head, and their propaganda is going to run 24/7. But when it's a video that shows the negative outcomes of their world, censor it. You're not allowed to show it. How dare you? And I try to warn people about going on to Twitter and looking at all the replies and thinking that that's reality. So I want to be clear on that. I don't fall into that trap. However, I live in reality. And I know what liberals are like. And so whether or not it's bot accounts responding on Twitter or however many accounts are fake or real, I don't know. But I know how liberals think. And I know it's a fair representation of what they think in the replies to this. And it's crazy to see the chasm in between. It's not even about the American left and right, honestly. The divide is now between people who are mentally deranged and brainwashed and mind controlled versus the rest of us. That's really what it's come down to. Now, you can kind of overlay that with the divide between the American left and the right, and it's virtually the same picture. But it's really just it doesn't tell the true story. It's not fully transparent or honest to say it's just the divide between the left and the right, because it's not even the left and the right. It's people that are totally brainwashed, totally mind controlled, completely have just lost it, versus people that are sane, is really what it comes down to. But we'll play that in the next segment. I've already pontificated enough. In fact, we may have the video. Guys, do we have the video? I sent it to the... since I've already been talking about it, let's just do this, because I'm not trying to keep the callers on the hold here, but I've been ranting on this now. So here's the video. Again, fair warning. You're about to see a guy get blasted by a car. Honestly, it's not that gory, but you're going to see a guy go probably about 30, 40 feet in the air after getting blasted with a car. So here it is. Liberals are complaining. They don't want you to see this. Remember, you just had the truck. 50-plus illegal immigrants died in the truck here in Texas. And liberals know it's their fault, so Biden blames Trump for it. It's amazing how they blame Trump for that, literally. They are blaming Trump. He's playing golf in Florida. Somehow he's responsible. No, it's Biden. So they didn't want you to see that, and they certainly don't want you to see this. So, again, warning, Texas DPS... body cam video and vehicle cam video of an illegal immigrant while they're arresting a human smuggler running across the road and getting hit by a vehicle. And so here it is.
Is it going to be in the front of the vehicle?
My girlfriend's out.
Okay, I'll get it from there.
And now he's about to climb out of the car and get hit, folks. Here it is.
Do we call 700 Corpus?
And then they put the cover over him with the blood splatter. That is gut-wrenching. And again, though, you see the left response to this, and this is Trump's fault. Why would you show this video? The driver of that vehicle was a white supremacist. He wanted him dead. I mean, literally, that's the left response to this, folks. Everything to avoid the real issue, because the real issue is their issue. I mean, it's stunning, is it not? Is it not just absolutely stunning? I don't know why we're so stunned. They've been doing this forever. Been going crazier and crazier and crazier. And they now try to blame Trump. I mean, look at this, folks. MSNBC host blames Trump for 53 dead migrants found in truck. He's literally playing golf. Oh, it's Trump. And now they're going to blame him because this illegal immigrant runs on a road and gets hit by a car. They're going to say it's a white supremacist car that tried to hit him. They're going to probably blame Texas DPS. Why didn't you detain him? No, everything to avoid the real issue, which is a wide open border that is causing mass human trafficking and mass drug trafficking that is leading to mass death. But hey, guys, the creator of Friends is apologizing because all the characters are white. It's like, wow, you couldn't have done much better job with that show. Yeah, I could have. There should have been no white people. No whiteies. Oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, your call's on the other side.
Ignatius Sousa's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame,
Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and, of course, Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate, get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 mules today.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
By the way, it's folks, they're coming here for free treasure. They're coming here for food, for water, for shelter, for clothes. They can send their kids to school for free. So, yeah, of course they're making the trek. It's like the gold rush of, you know, 49 in California. They're making the journey out here. Except it's the welfare rush. It's the American welfare rush. 25% of the Central American population rushing to America to get free everything. The average American is struggling to pay its bills. Homelessness is up. Poverty is up. But don't worry, those illegal immigrants, they're going to get everything taken care of for free because that's how much our government loves us. That's just how much. Yeah, sure, the majority of women get raped and sure, there's thousands of deaths, but the liberals are in a death cult, so they love it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. And we go to Dave in California. Dave, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. How you doing today?
Hey, good. Thanks.
Got it. Hey, so, yeah, I just wanted to touch on a few things. People always mention, you know, how do you know the America you grew up in has been changed? And I think about the Hustler T-shirts when I was in school. They wouldn't let me wear those T-shirts. They let me change them inside out. Or get a white T-shirt or something like that. So that's one thing that I saw with that, as well as and I also noticed that they also have. So they're pushing with the electric trucks because of gas, right? So my thing is, how are the off-road trucks, the EV off-road trucks? Is that even going to be a thing when their battery runs out? Who's going to give them gas? Who's going to get them bailed out? And another thing, too, is that you're mentioning there's all these people coming from over the border, and I believe they're pushing an anti-white agenda to sell the new American dream. Because if we looked when COVID first started, it was like in lockstep. All the other countries did the same thing. But the the Western countries, they have more of an independent spirit. So in my opinion, it looks like they're trying to snuff that spirit from us by enabling these people coming over from different countries to subvert what their real American dream was. That's why we're seeing everything change before our eyes. They're not even required to get vaccination, and they're getting free cash, you know? And on top of that, the vaccinations are ruining people's immune systems. So Big Pharma's going to come in, and they're going to be the big brother and be their immune system at the same time. So that way, they have to rely on them, not only for subsidies, but for healthcare as well. And on top of it all, we have social media controlling that agenda. No matter what you post on Reddit, Twitter, whatever it is, it's not going to come through. There's a heavy left bias, and it's huge when it comes to transgenderism and LGBTQ. I get banned on Reddit all the time just by posting an opposite opinion, and it's considered trolling by these people because they're pseudo-intellectuals. And I know you know about the babies in test tubes. They can grow babies in test tubes. And I think that may be one of the end game results of people being infertile from vaccinations is, oh, it's so trendy. Grow your baby in a test tube. You can customize it however you want. But on top of that, I think the whole trans movement is going to transition into transhumanism. With biometrics and things like that. And I think Elon Musk is going to be one of the guys to push it out about how cool it is. Cause he doesn't really seem to have a backbone unless it's the free speech on Twitter. But I think that's just a red herring. I think that's just a way for him to get his foot in the door.
Much laid it all out right there. That's like a 3-minute special report you just did.
And real quick, I just want to mention that because I have a lot of free time. So my job that I'm in, I had to go to this person's house and they gave me a used face mask. And they literally tried to convince me that it wasn't used. And they're trying to make me feel guilty about them not having an immune system. And it's like it's crazy the level of the brainwashing that these people have.
That's so funny you say that, folks. This is, honestly, the liberals' mind is so broke. It's so broke. I don't know how many details I want to give. Let's just say I had two appointments this morning, and I'm at an appointment before my haircut, and some people still come into this office and wear masks. And I know the owners of the business, they don't do masks or anything, but they try to respect their clientele. So if somebody comes in with the mask, the person that owns the business will put the mask on. But they don't even care if you put it on actually over your mouth or nose. They only just want you to have it over your ears. You can put it on your chin. They don't care. I mean, literally, like, it's because I asked. I was like, hey, it's like I noticed this person came in wearing the mask. You put your mask on, but you had it under your chin. And the individual said, yeah, they don't care if it's on the chin as long as I have it on. I mean, folks, their mind, COVID broke people's minds. It's just crazy. And, Dave, thank you for the call. It's a great call. I mean, here, look at Rosie O'Donnell. This is a perfect example. Rosie O'Donnell's mind is just broke. She sprang messages to herself with ketchup on the ground earlier this week. I mean, right then and there, like, you know, is it time maybe for a rubber room? Maybe to be, you know, sent to a mental care facility? And so here's Rosie O'Donnell. Trump broke Rosie. She's got nothing left in her rage tank. She's out. She's out of rage, folks. She's raged herself into nothingness here in clip 18. Oh, my gosh. Rosie, find the nearest mental facility.
Impeach Clarence Thomas. Arrest his wife.
Oh! Why? Wow. She's out of rage, folks. I mean, it is the Biden economy. It's tougher and tougher to fill your tank. And she did waste about a quarter's worth of ketchup writing a message to herself on the ground. They're broke, folks. The liberals' mind is broke, and they need to be treated as mentally deranged individuals because that's what they are. But look, we don't even help our most severe mentally deranged people. They end up on the streets fending for themselves, you know, terrorizing local public at times. So we don't even care for the most mentally disturbed people. We just put them out on the streets to fend for themselves. So of course we're not going to try to help our American liberals that are so mentally deranged here too. All right, let's go to Indiana, where Ward has called in. Ward, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, I just wanted to call in because I was so impressed with how spot on you were with your analysis at the start of the show, and especially about the leftist mindset. I've been engaging I went to one of the rallies specifically to find some people to talk to see if I could reason with them. And most of them wouldn't talk to me, but I found one girl that was willing to talk, and she talked a lot. And in fact, we've still been conversing. But one of the things that really surprised me is that she did not want to be called pro-choice. In fact, she wrote, and I wrote it down because I was so shocked. She said, "I am staunchly pro-abortion." And so they're really going off on...
Yeah, you know, actually, the abortion rally I went to on Sunday, I had an individual who said the same thing. And I actually respected him. I mean, he was the same way. He said, "No, I'm pro-abortion. I think if a mother wants to kill the baby in the womb, that they should be allowed to do it." He was honest. He had the conversation. I noticed that those people are actually willing to have the conversations. It's the ones that don't want to admit what they're doing is bad that won't talk.
Yeah. And I do want to thank you guys because... I found you about 4 months ago. I decided.
Well, look, hey, Ward, hold it right there. I want to hear about this. I got to go to a break, though, so we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tucker Carlson, and you know, he's probably the only member of the mainstream media that's covered my political persecution and been fair about it. Of course, liberals are covering it, but they're lying about me and defaming me and libeling me. That's a whole other issue. But it's not just about me, obviously. And last night, Tucker Carlson laid it out because there's a whole list of political prisoners that the Democrats have, not just the individuals in jail, but political targets that they're going after as well. And the persecution continues. West Virginia Republican lawmaker to spend 90 days in prison for walking into the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and fist bumping a cop. Again, though, there's no equal application of justice here. Liberals are allowed to break into federal buildings. Hell, they try to burn them down with police officers inside, and they don't get a night in jail. They get bailed out. So last night, Tucker Carlson, Biden's America, Tucker Carlson provides high-level list of political arrests by Biden regime. And here that was last night on Tucker Carlson.
A trial. It is absurd by definition. And its absurdity is the point. The absurdity of it, the hollowness of it, sends the message. We run the justice system now. You are powerless. And that is the same message the Biden administration has sent to America for the last year and a half with the help of Merrick Garland, the most political attorney general in history. Here's a list of the things they've done because no one else has assembled it. Here we go. January 27th, 2021, days after Joe Biden's inauguration, the Justice Department arrests a man called Douglas Mackey, known online as Ricky Vaughn. You heard very little about this. Why? Because Douglas Mackey had extremist political views. But under the American system, it doesn't matter if you have unattractive or unpopular views. Your views are protected by the First Amendment. He was arrested for what? A crime? No. For creating internet memes that made fun of Hillary Clinton. But according to the Justice Department, those memes, quote, deprived individuals of their constitutional right to vote. So he went to jail. Then on February 3rd of the same year, 2021, the FBI raids the homes of Russell Taylor and Alan Hostetler. What did they do wrong? Well, they organized a lawful political rally on January 6th. They even had a permit for the rally. Taylor also committed the grave offense of being seen with Roger Stone in the days before January 6th. That's now a crime, too. Not in a free country, but in ours. Then on April 28th, 2021, the Fed seized the cell phones and computers belonging to the president's former lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. That didn't used to be allowed. You can't seize the records of someone's attorney. Those are confidential lawyer-client communications.
By the way, they left Hunter
Biden's
laptop.
At the time, we were told that Rudy Giuliani had done something illegal in Ukraine. The walls were closing in. He was never charged with anything like that because it was all fake. But they got his privileged communications anyway.
And left Hunter Biden's
laptop. Then on June 24th, 2021, the feds raided the home of a Giuliani associate called George Dixon. The FBI never explained the purpose of that raid, but Dixon was working on a documentary about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their business dealings in Ukraine. And that's no longer allowed. A direct attack on the free press, not covered by the media. And then, because this list does go on January 19th, 2021, a journalist at InfoWars called Owen Schroyer was arrested and charged. Why? Well, according to the federal complaint, Schroyer told the crowd on January 6th, quote, "Today we march for the Capitol because on this historic January 6, 2021, we have to let our congressmen and women know, and we have to let Mike Pence know that they stole the election," end quote. Now, you may not agree with that, or maybe you do. It doesn't matter. That's protected speech under our Constitution. But under Joe Biden, it's a crime. And then on November 6, 2021, the FBI raided the homes of several more journalists who worked for Project Veritas, including the organization's founder, James O'Keefe. What did they do wrong? Drug trafficking? Human trafficking? No. They reported on a diary written by Joe Biden's daughter, Ashley. And in that diary, Biden's daughter writes, reveals to the rest of us, that Joe Biden showered with her in a way that she described as inappropriate and that she blames for making her sexually compulsive in later life. For having access to that information, the FBI raided Project Veritas.
So the segment goes on, the list goes on, but again, I covered this earlier in the show. Removing myself from the story, it's incredible that this is the current situation we live in, where the Democrat Party is everything every other evil government has done, except in one concentrated effort right now. Disarming the civilians, censoring free speech, arresting the political opposition, shutting off our energy sector. I mean, it's just everything. And it's just unbelievable. They're getting away with it. How far can this possibly go? We go back to the phone lines now. I wanted to just let Ward finish up. He said he just discovered InfoWars 4 months ago. So I wanted to let Ward finish up and then go to other callers. So, Ward, what you found InfoWars 4 months ago, and here you are calling in today.
Well, yeah, I actually searched you out because I didn't know how or who you were or anything, but I'd heard about Alex, and so I want to hear all the different sides of the political spectrum, and so I found you, and man, I really have gotten hooked. I had my son come in once. I was listening to Alex Jones, and of course he reacted like, you know, how could you be listening to him? And I said, well, I want to hear every side, and I think that's important. And I don't agree with everything you say, but I'd say you are by far the very best news source, news and information source anywhere that I've ever found. The only one that comes close is Tucker, and you guys are just absolutely top. And you've got great products, too, and I think we all ought to be supporting you.
Well, I really appreciate that, Ward, and I thank you for those kind words, because that's the effort we make. That is the effort we make here. Myself, Alex, the crew, everybody. I mean, even the audience. We have the best audience. So that's the effort we make. So to have those kind words and to know that it's working. And, yeah, that doesn't mean you agree with us all the time. That doesn't mean we're always right. But the difference is here, we tell it like it is, and we don't censor ourselves. We don't have corporate sponsors censoring us. I mean, there is nothing, there is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. I thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now. So that's 75% off. That's part of the 4th of July sale happening right now. Double Patriot points with every order as well that can be applied towards future purchases. So Ward, talking about the great products, you can discover that for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Back to the phone lines, and we go to Jay in Texas. Jay, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Well, you caught me in a lousy area.
Are you driving through a valley?
Nah, I'm in Texas today, and
he wasn't kidding about that, was he? You're drinking Turbo Force right now?
No, I'm warning you. Get it in. Let's go. Get out.
Dang it! I'm sorry, Jay. Look, we don't plant these calls. Turbo Force and Vitamin Mineral Fusion are two of the most popular supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. They're both sold out, and because of the Biden supply chain crisis, it's harder to get them in. We've secured an order of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's going to be in soon. I don't know about Turbo Force, Jay. That's why I tell people, you got to order backups. You got to order like 5-6 packets of this in case it sells out. That's what I do.
Yeah, I did. You wanted to know if the Demon Rat Party was going to win any of these future elections? And I'm thinking that with the supply chains and the gas prices, if some of the Antifa would come on board and dress in their garb and go to some of these drop boxes and put some lighting fluid in there and make sure that the ballots weren't properly sent from China into these boxes, maybe the Republican Party might have a chance, you know?
You know what, though? You just said something so genius that it's unbelievable. That thought never crossed my mind. And I want to be clear here. Jay is not calling for criminal activity. I'm not calling for criminal activity. But see, it exposes just how vulnerable voting drop boxes are. Because, yeah, someone could just walk up and torch the thing.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.